wieder in den Stand. Our program again. So. So, dear friends, when we follow in this Dhamma, dear friends, this lesson is very useful to develop our good qualities. Okay? Then, actually, this discourse taught by enlightened monk called Moggallan Bhante. Moggallan Bhante, he is one of chief monk in Buddha's dispensation. Actually, he lived possessing some special psychic power. Okay? He is the greatest psychic power among the all monks in Buddha's dispensation. Okay? Then first person is Buddha, then second one is Moggallan Bhante. So, we have heard, or you know about wholesome and unwholesome. Okay? And root of wholesome and root of unwholesome. Root of wholesome and root of unwholesome. According to root of unwholesome, there are three types of root of unwholesome: hatred, delusion, and passion. Root of wholesome means non-hatred, non-delusion, non-passion. Is it correct? Yeah. Okay. So, all the wholesome and all the unwholesome depend on those roots. Okay? So, we are very fortunate because we can recognize our faults and we can recognize our good deeds, good action. Actually, this discourse, it has four parts. First part's about bad qualities. Second part's about good qualities. Then third part, actually he set up his mind. And fourth part, yeah, he compared his quality. Okay? Then, dear friends, when we follow this lesson, when we understand about our bad things, if we know about our bad or our weakness, we can set up or we can correct those things. Then we can set up those bad things correctly, like we can destroy our bad qualities if we know about it. Okay? Then, one day, Ananda Bhante, he asked from Buddha, "Dear Supreme Buddha, I think half of this Dhamma depend on Kalyanamitta, depend on noble friends or spiritual friend. Thereafter, Buddha teaches, "Oh, Ananda, don't say it. This Dhamma completely depend on noble friends or spiritual friend." Okay? So, it is not easy to approach the noble friends. Because their words and their advices little bit different. Like anytime they say, "Don't do bad things, don't do bad action, practice good things, practice good action," like that. At that time, some kinds of persons, they associate the monk or that noble friend, but some kinds of person, they give up that phrase, that noble phrase, that is spiritual phrase. So you can understand. Then, dear friends, there was a monk called Chan. Actually, he lived possessing some proud and ego, like conceit, like that. Okay? Like some arrogant. Because he is the friend when Buddha was living as a lay person. At that time, that Chan, he lives with Buddha. He lives with Siddhartha as a friend. Okay? Thereafter, Siddhartha, he gave up royal life and he became a Buddha. Therefore, that Chan, he had some conceit, like ego. Because anytime he insulted other monks. Then, therefore, just before a passing away of the Buddha, Anand Bhante asks, Bhante, what should I do to Chan? Thereafter, Buddha teaches, Anand, you should give Brahma Danda. It is kinds of punish. Thereafter, Anand Bhante asks, O Bhante, what is the Brahma Danda? Then Buddha said, Ananda, elder monks and enlightened monks, they don't advise to Chan. They can't advise to Chan. It is the punish. Okay? It is the punish of Brahma Danda. But Chan, he can talk something, but that monks, elder monks, enlightened monk, they don't advise to Chan. Then, after Buddha's funeral, Anand Bhante said to Chan, met the Chan. Thereafter, Anand Bhante said, Chan, now we give you a punish. Now we give you a Brahma Danda. Then Chan asks, O Ananda, what is the Brahma Danda? Thereafter Ananda Bhante said, Chan, we never advise to you again. At the moment that Chan, he fell down, he fainted, right? Fainted and fell down. He cried. Then I wanted to say, in Buddha's dispensation, advice, it's very, very important. Then, there is another story. Buddha, he told something to a lay disciple called Kesi. When Buddha and Kesi talking something, Buddha teaches, Buddha said, when one doesn't follow the Buddha's advice, I kill him. Okay? Thereafter, Kesi asks, oh Bhante, anytime you say, don't kill beings. So what does it mean? Thereafter, Buddha teaches, it means, I don't advise to him. That is the meaning of killing in this Buddha's dispensation. Okay? So therefore, this discourse is very useful to our lives. Then, so dear friends, when Moggallana Bhante was living in the Bhakta country, in the Besakala Grove, Moggallana Bhante teaches this lesson. So this discourse from Majjhima Nikaya, middle length discourses of the Buddha. Name of this discourse, Anuman Sutta, or inference, like that. Okay. Moggallana Bhante teaches, friends, even if a monk asks thus, the venerable ones, please advise me. I need to be advised by the venerable ones. But they say, yet if he is difficult to be advised, and if he has qualities that make it difficult to advise him, if he is irritable and does not understand instruction rightly, then the companions in the whole life think that he should not be advised or instructed. They think of him as a person not to be trusted, like that. Dear friends, if he has bad qualities, or it is like he doesn't have some endurance, tolerance, obedience, and he doesn't respect to others, then he doesn't respect to venerable ones, then at that time, venerable monks, they don't think to advise because he has some bad qualities. Then Bhagavan says, what qualities make him difficult to advise? You know, when we doing our day-to-day activities, it is difficult to advise to someone, some persons. Okay? They may be your neighbors or your friends or your relatives. Okay? Sometimes maybe your family members. So what is the first one? Here a monk has evil wishes and he dominated by evil wishes. That is the quality that makes him difficult to admonish. Admonish, is it same word to advise?
Yeah.
Is it different to advise and admonish? I think maybe same.
But similar, yeah. Similar.
Yeah. Okay. So, that is a quality that makes him difficult to advise, like that. Okay? So, at the moment, actually, that person, he has some bad wishes. At the moment, their wishes, their ideas, not equal. Okay? Not equal. And that person, he has bad object, bad wishes. That adversary has bad wishes, bad object. Like he has some simple-minded. Okay, simple-minded wishes. Then, according to this one, they can include desire to be famous, something like famous, like reputation, like that, some bad reputation. So at the moment he has some bad desire to be the, like, to be the center of attention, like he seeks some special attainment, like that. Okay, so at the moment, because those things like bad wishes, when he has some bad wishes, that noble ones, he doesn't advise to that person. Okay? Then, what next one? Again, monks admires himself and belittles others. This is a quality that makes him difficult to advise. Actually, at that time, he looks down on others and admires themselves. Okay? So, he has some conceit like that. At the moment, that elder monk or that noble friend, he doesn't advise that person. Then next one, again, a monk is angry and is overcome by anger. This is a quality. This is a quality that means him difficult to advise. Okay? Then his mind covered by anger at the time. At the time, it is difficult to advise. And actually is overcome by anger, like they react with anger. Sometimes actually they react with anger to other and certain displeasing situation like that. Fourth one. Again, a monk is angry and hateful because of anger. Hateful, like resentful, like that. Hateful, it's the correct word. Okay? He hateful because of anger. Actually, at the moment, unable to forgive, he dwells in anger. He keeps long time that anger. Then, fifth one, again a monk angry and stubborn because of anger. Actually, he is quarrel or fight with others. And he gets into frequent conflict with others due to anger. And he likes how and it's caused damage to others like that, okay? Dear friends, so those teaching, not only for monks, we can understand. So defilements, not only for monks. Defilements, every beings has defilements. Therefore, these lessons, the Moggallarbhate preach to this teaching to monks, but not only for monks. We can follow, you can follow, you can understand, you can destroy your bad qualities and following this lesson. Then, number six. Again, a monk is angry and he utters words bordering on anger. Then, bordering on anger. Actually, when that monk or when that noble friend advised, what happened? That person, he continuously speak about negative topics, we can say, to others, and that person, he creates anger like that. Okay? He will say, I don't need your advice. I don't need to listen to your advice like that. He will say, I don't like your advice. I don't want your advices. Then, number seven. How about this one? Again, a monk is advised and he resists the advisor. He resists constructive advice like that. Okay? He ignores like that. Then, number eight. Again, a monk is advised and he criticizes the advisor. Okay? He criticizes the advisor. Then, when that noble friend advises, what happened? That person, he criticized that advisor, or he criticized the advisor when receiving constructive advice and attempt to humiliate them, like that. Then number nine, again, a monk is advised and he counter-advises the advisor. Okay? I think you have some experience. Okay? Not only you, I have some experience. Okay? So, according to this one, how? Actually, instead of accept the advice, he say something to advisor like counter. Due to the anger, they respond to constructive advice by attempting to advise the advisor like Then next one, number 10. Again, a monk is advised and he reconstructs, leads the talk aside and shows anger, hate and bitterness. Okay? So, without any factors, when we advise, when we talk with him, he shows his anger. Okay? Without any special factors, he shows. He will do some bodily action like that. Okay? Then he will use some words like loudly, or he will say another topic. At the moment, what happened that spiritual friends, he give up his idea. He doesn't like to advise him. It is the number 10. Then next one, number 11. Again, a monk is advised and he fails to account for his conduct. Actually, he doesn't accept that advice. He dismisses that constructive advice. Then we can say that person, he not acknowledge the advice like that. Actually, he is not ready to accept that advice. Then number 12, again, a monk is insulting and ill-mannered. According to this one, actually, he engages in tit-for-tat-like with the advisor when he receiving constructive advice and also attempt to insult them. So actually he do something like tit for tat like that. Okay? So it is the number 3. So you can understand actually so those everything begins or start with our mind. From our mind. So therefore this mind, it is not a good one. Okay? You can understand. There are, now I say about 12 elements like that, 12 factors. Then 13, again a monk is jealous and greedy. He is jealous and greedy, like he has some bad qualities. Jealousy has some bad desire. Okay? Then actually he doesn't like others' progress. So when one use some comfortable things or when one develops some good deeds, that person, he feels some jealous. And he has some greed at that time. That noble prince, actually, that noble prince, he doesn't like to associate that person. Okay? Because of jealous and because of greedy, he will do some bad things to others. So, when one has those qualities, it is difficult to advise. The number 40, again, monks is corrupted and untruthful. According to number 14, when you receive constructive advice, they falsely show of their higher moral standard to the advisor. And actually, he engages in cunning behavior, like he will say, "Oh, I have a holy life, I keep those precepts, those conditions. I am a good person," like that, he will say. Actually, therefore, corrupted and untruthful. Actually, without good qualities, he shows, I have a good quality. He says, I have good qualities like that. He cheats others like that. Okay? So when that noble, when the noble friend knows that situation, when he understands the situation, that noble friend, he doesn't have any idea to advise the person. Then number 50, again, a monk is inflexible and arrogant. Okay? He has some conceit like ego, arrogant. Then we can say remains unreasonable and refuses to acknowledge facts when presented with evidence. That person, he doesn't like to accept those things, because those advices, because he has some conceit, ego, like arrogant. Okay? Then it has some evidence, but that person, he doesn't like to accept it. Okay? Even we say, oh, there is evidence. He can say, but that person, he doesn't like to acknowledge, or he doesn't like to accept that advice. Then number 60, actually he is not ready to be humble. Then number 16, again, a monk adheres to his own views, holds on to them adamantly and abandons them with difficulty. This is a quality that makes him difficult to admonish or advise. It means actually he remains true to their own beliefs. He doesn't have any idea to give up his wrong view, wrong understanding. Okay? So he has some wrong understanding or wrong view, but he doesn't like to give up it. Thereafter, so those are the bad qualities Bhante told. Actually, no any other qualities than this 60. We don't need to examine, or we don't need to discover those things. We have only one thing, we should pay attention to those things, like we should understand our bad qualities following this lesson. Bhante said, friends, these are the qualities that makes him difficult to advise. So therefore, you know, sometimes your friends, when you're doing some activities with your friends, your family members, your children, and your students, they have these qualities. Okay? But the saints, friends, but a monk does not ask thus, the venerable ones, please advise me. I need to be advised by the venerable ones. Yet if he is easy to advise and has qualities that make it easy to advise him, if he is pertinent and understands instruction rightly, then his companion in the holy life think that he should be advised and instructed. They think of him as a person to be trusted. Okay? So you can understand, when one has this quality, next quality is, even he say or even he requested or know that venerable monks, he ready to advise. He likes to advise. Okay? So what qualities make him is to advise. There are 16 qualities. Dear friends, you can understand, is this Dhamma very old? So this Bhante, he taught this lesson more than 2,500 years ago. So it's very practical. Then one is saying, what qualities make him easy to advise? Here, monks, he is no evil wishes. He is no bad wishes. And he is not dominated by evil wishes. This is a quality that makes him easy to advise. Okay? Actually, I have some experience. Then maybe in the near future like that. Some kinds of they may be monks or lay person. They wanted to know some special Dhamma factors. About something about Dhamma factors and some meditations like that. But I know he has some bad wishes. But actually, sometimes I say, I say about some deep lessons, some advices, some experience, some example, and with some Dhamma factors. Why? I have an idea. I have some wishes. Sometime he will save another person, another good person. Okay. Thereafter, that third person, he will understand it. Me. Okay? Did you understand it? Therefore, I know, then second person, he has bad wishes, but sometimes, some people, he will ask, this person, he will say these things to another one. Even they have bad wishes, I have to say, actually, I describe some Dhamma factors. Okay. Then, next one. Again, a monk does not admire himself nor belittle others. This is a quality. So when one has this quality, it is easy to advise. He does not believe they are superior like that. Then third one, he is not angry nor allows anger to overcome him. He is not overcome by anger. Then fourth one, he is not angry or hateful because of anger. Actually, he forgives easily. He doesn't dwell in anger like that. Then fifth one, he is not angry or stubborn because of anger. Actually, he doesn't engage in conflict due to anger. Then sixth one, he is not angry and he doesn't utter words bordering on anger. What do you think, friends? So, if we can develop, if you can practice these things, what happened to us? What happened to this society? They will completely calm, completely peaceful, they will be peaceful. Then number seven, he is advised and he does not resist the advisor. Then he is advised and he does not criticize the advisor. He is advised and he does not counter-advise the advisor. Then number 10, he is advised and he does not reconstruct, lead the talk aside and show anger, hate and bitterness. Okay? Then next one, he is advised and he does not fail to account for his conduct. Actually, he had no agents constructed at first. Then number 12, he is not insulting or ill-mannered. Like that. He does not engage in tit for tat with the advisor. Then he is not jealous or greedy. Then he is not corrupted or unfruitful. Okay. So therefore he will say, "Oh Bhante, I can't follow these precepts. It is difficult to practice this meditation." Like that. Okay? He said his real view, his genuine idea. Like that. Then we haven't time, I have many experience. So then next one, number 15, he is flexible and not arrogant. Okay? It's a very reasonable and acknowledge facts. Sometimes when he says something, he accepts it. Then last one, he does not adhere to his own views or hold onto them adamantly, and he abandons them easily. This is quality that makes him easy to advise. He is open-minded like that. So dear friends, thereafter Bhante says, "Friend, these are called the qualities that make him easy to advise. When one possesses those qualities, it is easy to advise. He may be a children, or he may be a student, he may be a something. He may be your wife or your husband. Okay, it's easy to advise." Then, next one. So that is the second part. This is the third part. Then Bhante said, "Now friends of minds should determine." Like he makes a thought. Okay? He makes a mind. He makes a thought. Determine about himself in the following way. How a person with evil wishes and dominated by evil wishes is displeasing and disagreeable to me. Okay? He thinks, if I were to have evil wishes, like bad qualities, and be dominated by evil wishes, I would be displeasing and disagreeable to others. Okay? So he thinks. Then a monk who knows this should arouse his mind thus: I shall not have evil wishes and be dominated by evil wishes. Actually, he makes a thought. Okay? He makes a thought. Actually, it's like mental action. In the same way, he thinks about all the action, all the qualities. Finally, then I will say final one, a person who adheres to his own beliefs, hold on to them admirably, and abandons them with difficulty, is displeasing and disagreeable to me. If I were to adhere to my own views, hold on to them admirably, and abandon them with difficulty, I would be displeasing and disagreeable to others. Thinking those things, a monk who knows this should arouse his mind thus: I shall not adhere to my own views, hold on to them admirably, and I shall abandon them easily. Like that. So actually he makes another thing. He makes another thoughts in his mind. Then, so it is the third part. Then what is the final part? Now friends, a monk should review himself thus. Okay? He thinks about himself. How do I have evil wishes and am I dominated by evil wishes? If when he reviews himself, he knows I have evil wishes, I am dominated by evil wishes, then he should make an effort to abandon those evil, unwholesome states. But if when he reviews himself, he knows I have no evil wishes, I am not dominated by evil wishes, then he can abide happy and glad training day and night in wholesome status. Okay? So according to this one, he recalled, like reflection or reflection, about his own action. He thinks, he reviews his own action. Okay? So when he understands about his bad action, he has to do some effort to destroy those bad things. Then if he has some good qualities, he can practice this Dhamma, this teaching, meditation, precepts, those things again and again with happy mind. Okay? So therefore, first of all, he should make a thought. This is the first advice. Okay? Then second one, he should recognize his faults or his weakness. Okay? Then if he won't recognize those faults, those weakness, he should use his mindfulness. Without mindfulness, he can't understand his own action. So then he can avoid bad qualities. So there is a beautiful simile. What they say, what is the simile? Just as when a woman or a man or a young person or youthful fond of ornaments, okay, it's like that person, he likes to decorate his body, okay. He likes to dress beautifully like that. He has some desire. This is like simple, okay? Then, on viewing the image of her own face in a clear, bright mirror or in a basin of clear water, she is smart or like smear? Yeah, like dirty, okay? She is dirty or blemish on it. She makes an effort to remove it. Okay? When he see her face, when he see some pimple or something like some dirty, he do some effort to delete or remove that things. In the same, he should do some effort to avoid bad qualities or destroy bad qualities. But if she sees no dirty or no blemish on it, she becomes glad thus. It is a gain for me that it is clean. So too, when a monk reveals himself thus, then he can think about those qualities. Then he can abide and glad training day and night in wholesome status. So when he understands about his good qualities, he can practice this Dhamma with happy mind. Okay? So you can follow this lesson in a few time. So So according to this lesson, I can say we should honest to ourselves. Okay, one should honest to oneself. Is it correct? One should honest to oneself like that. Those monks, they delighted this lesson. Therefore, you can understand, actually you can read that lesson and you can understand your bad qualities and you can understand your good qualities. Then you can eradicate or you can destroy your bad qualities. Then you can develop your good qualities. Then, right, I wish you, may all of you have an opportunity to develop all the qualities in this world.